ho, nishanabe du ganin, hanin danai ishi ayeg, pegish minu ayeg nungum, nabe kwawa au ingipi te shindan, getin way winin on a jinnah. This is Nabek, and I'm here to speak about our language a little bit. I hope everybody's doing well, and we're going to get right to it. Nungumi dashwi te shindaman anyo, ikkitu winan. O-O-N. Today I want to talk about words that end in O-O-N, like bidun, atun, mamun, abajatun, all those kind of things. And we're going to talk about them in the context of those guys are whatever to it. Okay? So we'll get into all that. Are you ready? Let's get started. Okay, so the first word I want to use is binitun. Binitun. And binitun by itself is talking about to clean it up. Okay? And you can also use that by itself as a command to one person. Clean it up, whatever that is. Binitun, clean that up. All right? So binitun. But we today are tasked with talking about they are cleaning it up, or they did clean it up, or they will clean it up. All right? So the action word is binitun, and when we apply they to it, it sounds like this. O binitunawa. O binitunawa. Okay? So what happened was, there's a O put on the front of binitun, and a awa that is put on the back. Obinitunawa, they are cleaning it, whatever that one object is. Could be a room, could be whatever, a single thing anyways. Obinitunawa. So for the words that end with the O-O-N, for the root action words, binitun, abajatun, all those, it's really that simple. All you have to do is slap on the O on the front and the awa on the back, and you've turned it into they are doing whatever. Okay? So maybe it's abajatun. Or let's not use abajatun yet. I'll get to that one in a second. Maybe it's bunitun, to leave something alone. Bunitun. O bunitunawa. They are leaving it alone. Or o binitunawa. They are cleaning it. Okay, it's they to it. The only thing that's different with a word like abajitun, because it starts with a vowel sound. And again, we usually don't have two vowel sounds without a consonant separating it, a consonant sound separating it. So rather than it going, o abajitunawa, they put a D there. O dabajitunawa, they are using it. O dabajitunawa. Okay? Now, abajitun by itself means to use it. And again, that can be used as a command. Abajituno o, use this. Or abajitune il, use that. Okay? And the same goes with abunitun, to leave something alone. Bunitune il, leave that alone. Bunituno o, leave this alone. But that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about they. They are doing whatever to it. In this case, o binitunawa, they're cleaning it. O bunitunawa, they're leaving it alone. O dabajitunawa, they are using it. Okay? And then we can slap tenses on there. And we'll use our basic gi and we tenses. Okay? And gi denotes something that's happened in the past, and gi connects to the front of the action word, and there are things that will separate those two at times, and later on we'll get into that. But for right now, a real basic sentence: o gi binitunawa, they did clean it, or they cleaned it, whatever that is. O gi binitunawa. Owa kaiganewa, their house. Okay? And again, when you name the object, in this case, wa kaigan, which is a house, do you have to have the proper plural on the object as you do the action? So the action is O bi netu na wa, they are cleaning it. O wa kaigane wa. And so the thing that is possessed by they, in this case the house, wa kaigan, you go o and iwa. And that makes it their house. O wa kaigane wa. O gi bi netu na wa, they cleaned it. O wa kaigane wa, their house. Kind of get it? So if you're going to slap a tense, a future tense on there, and we're just going to use the basic we tense. O wi bi netu na wa, o wa kaigane wa. They intend to clean their house, or they want to clean their house, or they wish to clean their house, that kind of idea. O wi bi netu na wa, o wa kaigane wa. Now these are getting long, and don't let that discourage you, okay? You'll get it. Just take your time and wrap your brain around it. If you don't get this, like if you're driving in your car right now, or you're doing something and you're just kind of listening to this, these can also be accessed on the prx.org website. So you can access it there and look up this presentation, okay? So we have the tenses applied. Now we need to talk about how do we gawin these. They are not cleaning it. Okay, remember our action word is bi netun. And when we're going to say a not statement for this type of thing, we use gawin. O bi netun si na wa. Gawin o bi netun si na wa. They are not cleaning it. Now look at what happened here. Bi netun is the action word. And when we say they are cleaning it, o bi netun na wa, the whole bi netun word is there. But when you say the gawin part, gawin o bi netun si na wa. You hear it? Bi netun si na wa. What happened was the si got in between the o of the un and pushed the n behind it. Gawin o bi netun si na wa. And that's a rule that happens commonly with all these o n. Gawin o dabaja tu si na wa. You hear the placement of si? Gawin o dabaja tu si na wa. It got in the way of that final n on bi netun, because it wants to, the C wants to be attached to the action word as closely as possible. Gawin o bi netun si na wa. They are not cleaning it. And so adding tenses aren't very complicated. If you're going to say they did not clean it, gawin o gi bi netun si na wa. See where the gi is? The gi is the past tense. Gawin o gi bi netun si na wa. They did not clean it. Okay? Or they do not wish to clean it. Gawin o wi bi netun si na wa. You hear the placement of wi? Gawin o wi bi netun si na wa. Okay, they don't wish to clean it. So again, I want to encourage you, these type of phrasings, they can be intimidating because they're long. But if you understand that it's just o, a, wa, and you know, the action word goes in the middle, the whatever ends with the o, o, n. O, ma, mu, na, wa, they are taking it or they are picking it up. O, da, ba, ja, tu, na, wa. It simplifies it a little bit, okay? And yes, these words can get long, and there's a reason that they're that long, is that there's a lot contained in these words. It's not as simple as even as I'm explaining it right here. And some of them are they have a depth that I, you know, can't really articulate. But don't let the length of these sentences Don't let them intimidate you. And also when you're speaking, don't let them make you want to rush. Take your time and speak, you know, at a normal pace. So, 미에요 방기 와 드신다마나 페이지 기위두 쿠나국 요가 드신다만 미그치 아프지 미에요.